What's up, people? It's your boy Edgar Limos, and today I got two guests. Their name is Kenneth Hermano and Steve Soto.
Hey, what's good, America? Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Hi, I'm Kenneth. Me as well.
All right. Hey there, Kenneth. Hope you both are doing well. Today we are talking about the Marvelous Invention. Before we get into the Marvelous Invention, let's talk about the history of writing and how it all got started. This goes back to Germany almost a century ago when Hermann was born. He was born on November 8, 1918 in Nuremberg during the times of the German Revolution. The font he created was the Zaff typeface.
Wait, how old was he when he actually created that typeface?
Yeah, he had to be at least over 18.
No. At the age of 12, he had a philosophy to invent a special language to communicate with his brother about his evil doings.
So it was like their own secret language?
It was their own language because he wanted to be discreet to his parents about his mischief. He was being careful and smart about not getting caught. After he grew up, he had a lot of contribution to technology and wanted to have mass production.
What was their secret language called?
Their secret language was called ciphertext. Ciphertext is an algorithm for performing encryption or decryption, a series of well-defined steps that could be followed as procedure.
So pretty much, it was like a secret code of communicating between them two?
Yeah, that's another way to put it.
So how did Hermann get into printing? Was it like a hobby or just something he had to do?
It was a hobby of his that he was really good at. His brother was one of the big influence on his creation, like I said before. So that's one of the main reasons he got into the typeface community, which had been popular for a millennium of time, even during the Renaissance. He would usually use a punch and mold system or a movable type.
Did he use this language like at school or only at home?
Usually just when he was with his brother, so wherever they were together. Speaking of school, Hermann loved the subject of electrical engineering so much that Hermann left school in 1933 with the ambition to pursue a career in electrical engineering.
Like completely leave?
I know, right? A dropout who had an advent of his arrival wherever he went. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, it was fun to be on here.
My pleasure. Make sure to stay tuned in tomorrow morning to learn about different typefaces that are very popular nowadays. I'm your host, Edgar Limos, and I'm out, homie.